Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. economy continues to falter. Stocks on Wednesday had their steepest losses in over 2 years following disappointing earnings from Target, Walmart, and Lowe's. The Dow Jones fell 3.57%, the NASDAQ was off 4.75%, and the S&P 500 lost just over 4%. As many Americans are wondering how we got here, millions of parents and caregivers in the United States who rely on formula to feed their children cannot do so due to the baby formula shortage in the United States. President Biden has a plan.
I'm invoking what they call the Defense Production Act to ensure that manufacturers have the necessary ingredients to make safe, healthy infant formula here at home. The Defense Production Act gives the government the ability to require suppliers to direct needed resources to infant formula manufacturers before any other customer who may have ordered that good.
USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hatred is causing some to commit horrific acts of violence.
Authorities in Orange County, California say hatred against Taiwan motivated a Chinese-born gunman from Las Vegas to open fire on the Irvine Taiwanese Presbyterian Church. Investigators say David Chow chained the doors and used super glue on the locks before he opened fire. Orange County Sheriff Don Barnes says one parishioner, Dr. John Chang, is a hero in the incident.
It is known that Dr. Chang charged the individual, the suspect, attempted to disarm him, which allowed other parishioners to then intercede, taking the suspect into custody.
Chang died, but Barnes says his actions probably saved the lives of dozens of people. 5 were wounded in the attack, which is also being investigated as a hate crime. Chow is being held in lieu of $1 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
NASCAR racing is in Fort Worth, Texas this weekend. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
NASA's InSight Mars lander is losing power due to Martian dust sticking to its solar panels. By the end of the year, NASA expects the lander to become inoperative. NASA says it will keep using the spacecraft's seismometer to register Mars quakes until the power is completely depleted. People won't buy electric cars if gas prices are cheap. That was one of the problems that faced President Biden's agenda when he took office. Fast forward to today, problem solved, as Americans, on average, are spending an additional $5,000 a year more in gas than they did under President Trump. Representative Mike Hearn, Republican from Oklahoma, was on Newsmax overnight.
Well, I think it's a race to socialism, and they know that they tried this last year. They tried to push Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema around to get $5.5 trillion of spending. They couldn't get that done. They know their time and their days are numbered until the end of this year. They're trying to push more socialist agenda, allow as many people in as possible, hopefully converting those to voters in just a few short years so they can take over control of this country once and for all. The moderate Democrats are going to lose. You're starting to see them really try to figure out how to push back on these agendas. You're seeing things in the House right now that Pelosi's trying to push, and she's not able to do it because moderate Democrats are pushing back because they're concerned about losing their seats as well. So now the Democrats are the survival of the fittest, and that's what you're seeing happen.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We've got the one and only DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor. Hey, DeRoy, how you doing, buddy?
Great, Bill. How are you? It's good to talk to you.
Nothing that an improved Dow wouldn't help us out just a little bit, just to say a little sidebar here to get us started. Hey, the thought came to mind, can we recall this president?
Can we recall? I thought you meant as in remember. I've not forgotten him.
No, I mean...
As in like the Gavin Newsom recall
Exactly.
Davis recall. Yeah, wouldn't that be nice? Yeah, this is interesting. Well, it's not constitutional, but boy, it sure is tempting. I mean, I can't think of any... let's be fair about this. I guess you can say that it's a good thing that when he showed up, not that many people had been vaccinated, that he got the vaccination numbers up for whatever that's worth. Apart from that, I don't think you can point to anything that this man has done that's not just been one fiasco after another, either domestically or overseas. I imagine some of the arms to Ukraine have helped save the Russians. Okay, maybe that's a good thing. So, all right, so vaccines and maybe some aid to Ukraine. Apart from that, I think it's just been an utter crashing failure on one front after another, and he doesn't seem to learn. He can't pivot, move in another direction. And now he says that people around him are saying, well, what he needs to do is apparently a headline in one of the papers a day or two ago, that what Biden needs to do is abandon bipartisanship and go on his own. Well, I don't really remember much of a commitment to bipartisanship. It's just beating up on the Republicans, you know, since about the day after the inauguration. You know, if you disagree with him on something like the election integrity question, Jim Crow 2.0, you're just like George Wallace and Jefferson Davis. Wow, that's not exactly a bipartisan tone, as far as I can tell.
Well, what a headline from somebody as delusional as he is to think that there's bipartisan support in any form or fashion that got us into this mess. I mean, this is a unilateral, orchestrated decision, a commitment to an agenda to destroy America and its constitutional bearings, is it not?
Yeah, I mean, what is going on? I mean, I guess the most dramatic things would be a huge increase in energy prices and what that's contributed to this inflation rate, which is the worst we've seen in 40 years, began on the very, very first day that Joe Biden came to office, I think perhaps before the inaugural parade on January 20th of 2021, shutting down the Keystone Pipeline and launching the Democrat war on oil. And it's continued. Even just last week, they Biden shut down oil drilling in a certain part of Alaska, and I believe certain leases in the Gulf of Mexico canceled lease sales. This at the same time we were watching gas prices climb to their highest level ever. Diesel prices to their highest level ever. And you would think at some point people would say, you know, this isn't good for the economy. It sure can't be good for electoral prospects in November. Maybe we should, let some production increase, or at least not cancel oil lease auctions or oil lease sales. And yet there they are, just doubling down and tripling down and quadrupling down as we go down, 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 down. Breathtaking, absolutely stunning.
How much pain do you think Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden, Jill Biden are experiencing at the gas pump?
Personally, zero. Yeah. They're driven around by, you know, the Secret Service or, I guess, the Capitol Police. And who ultimately pays Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi and Jill Biden's gas bills? You do. I do. Our listeners do. The American taxpayers do. They don't see those bills personally. If they did, they might possibly think twice about some of this stuff. But Nancy Pelosi's one of the richest members of the U.S. House. She's a multi-millionaire. She has not one, not two, not three, not four, but five different residences, including a vineyard in Napa Valley. So she's not hurting at all. She's living high on the hog, as are most of these Democrats. And the people who really pay the price are the regular folks who have not five, not four, not three, not two, but one residence they own, or in my case, an apartment I rent. I don't own a thing. Other than my, you know, ancient CD collection. That's my big asset.
But actually, you're kind of, it's a little prescient in a way. Because, you know, Klaus Schwab said by 2030, you would own nothing and you'd be happy. So you're already halfway there.
Yes, I'm well on my way to the rental economy. Rent cars, rent your apartment, rent your, I guess, a vacation home. And, yeah, no, why own anything? We can all just rent from others. How about that?
Exactly. Well, this is the America and the world that they have planned for us, ladies and gentlemen, and not that far down the road. I mean, they're predicting by 2030 that we'll just be in this utopia bliss, you know.
What is it? Seven and a half years to paradise.
Well, you know, look what Joe Biden's been able to do in less than 2 years. I mean, we're on Operation Warp Speed to Mediocrity, buddy.
Well, you know, you could call it the road to hell, I suppose. That's another way to put
it. Yeah, that as well.
To be a little less politely. But, yeah, I mean, it is stunning to me. I've had conversations with people at CPAC, at conservative meetings. I had an excellent experience last weekend at Southern Pines, North Carolina. I was invited to address the Moore County Lincoln-Reagan dinner. Moore County Republican Party Lincoln-Reagan dinner. Quite a few words there.
Wow.
And had discussions with a lot of conservatives and Republicans and even some moderates and Democrats around the country at all these various meetings I've been attending. And everyone, we all look at each other like, can you believe things have gone this badly, this quickly? And
exactly.
The depth to which we've fallen and the speeds at which we've reached them really have left people's heads spinning. I mean, I didn't think that this country would have a formula of baby shortage. They're talking about perhaps a diesel shortage. I walk into stores, I still see empty store shelves. A lot of the items that I like, I just don't find anymore, or I find them for 1 week and you want to stock up because the next week they're not going to be there. You know, this is like, you know, brush with Venezuela or, you know, spring break in Nicaragua. It's really astonishing.
No, it really is, and I think I mentioned to you, I spoke with a couple of attorneys who've been here in America from Venezuela, and they're looking at what's happening in America, and they're going, this is Venezuela. This is how it started in Venezuela. Can you not see this? And they're showing pictures of what Venezuela was like before and after, the before after effects. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, here you've got a country that was, I mean, you can just tell from the snapshots, DeRoy, they were vibrant. The colors were vibrant. It looked very much alive. And then a couple of years later, they show pictures and they go, this is just 2 years later. It was dark. It was dank. It was depressive. I mean, it was unbelievable.
This is very true. I had the pleasure of visiting Venezuela a couple of times back in the, I guess, late 90s, early zeros, perhaps. And it was a lot of fun and great food and cool things to do. And you're right, the Chavez and the socialists came in. And within a couple of years, they were poor. Completely overridden with crime. Does that sound familiar? Shortages of toilet paper. You see that a little bit in this country. And despite the fact that they've got some of the most generous deposits of oil and gas in the entire world. I think they may be number two after Saudi Arabia, perhaps. And yet, with all that wealth sitting right under their feet, the poverty rate has climbed. People are running like hell out of Venezuela, moving into your state of Florida and elsewhere, running across the southern border and across the U.S.-Mexican border into the United States. And all that happened very quickly in just a few years. So,
yeah, it is amazing.
Granted, they're going to remain free and prosperous. That stuff can disappear like that.
Exactly. Well, thank God Maduro's in there now, because then the people have at least the back of his trash trucks to dumpster dive in and eat food out of the back of the trash trucks, literally. That's how disgusting this is.
Unbelievable. It's sick. And this, again, from a country that has the ability, if they would just make a couple of changes and let that country be free with just their oil and gas wealth alone, there's no reason that they couldn't double or triple their economy in a few years. But, you know, that wouldn't be fair. We want to make sure it's nice and equal, and we share the poverty as equally across the board as possible, which is, of course, the socialist dream.
Exactly. Got to go to break. We've got more from DeRoy Murdoch after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
Yeah. After the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. He is the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, founding member of Project 21 Black Leadership. DeRoy Murdoch continues with us. DeRoy, you said you met with a bunch of conservatives this past week. I mean, it is on one hand refreshing where you can have a conversation with somebody and reason together because you're able to exchange ideas and come away a bit refreshed and energized. What was the big takeaway for you? I mean, what kind of solutions were they offering more than just a hopefully we can do something in the midterms and then hopefully 2024 can turn this around?
Well, we talked about a number of things. One is I think we all agreed on the midterms in November, how important they are, how it's absolutely vital that the Democrats continue to lose power and as I'm hoping, recede into the background and enter our history museums. So maybe talk about that in a bit. But I think a lot of people stressed how important it is to do the hard work it takes to win elections and not take it for granted that Kevin McCarthy is going to be the speaker and that Nancy Pelosi will be a backbencher. That stuff doesn't happen unless you knock on the doors, make the phone calls, walk the precincts, do all that hard grassroots work it takes to win elections, and also not just squeak by, but win beyond the margin of fraud. Because if the Democrats can steal it, they will. So it's not a matter of getting, you know, 5 or 10 more votes than Democrat. You know, we need to win, 2-3% ahead of the Democrats to outpace their ability to stuff the ballot, as we saw in the movie 2000 Mules.
Exactly.
Play games with ballot harvesting, horse around with the voter rolls. I just heard from the folks at the Public Interest Legal Foundation, run by J. Christian Adams. They took a look at the voter rolls in New Jersey. And what do you find? Most people who are registered duplicate, triplicate, quadruplicate, quintuplicate, sextuplicate. Some people registered 6 times. My favorite is they have a voter there whose age is listed as the year 956 AD. So this is a voter who's 1,066 years old. But the good news is it doesn't look a day over 975. I mean, this is absolute chaos. And the only way we're going to have clean elections is to clean up the voter rolls. And I see that I said something wrong. Here comes the...
Yeah, here they're coming to take you away.
Pick me up and take me away. So it's been nice knowing you, Bill.
Okay. Well, that's all right. I'll come and visit you. Don't worry.
We may
be there together. So stand by.
Adjacent self.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, you know what we need also is some engineers to go and double check those Dominion machines to make sure that all the modems have been removed. Right. Those modems that weren't there to begin with. Right.
Yeah, that's another thing we found in some of these places that I believe Wisconsin, if I'm not wrong, I could be wrong at the state, but I think it's Wisconsin, that some of the voting machines, in fact, could be hooked up, either could be or, in fact, were hooked up to the Internet, which opens them up to hacking and manipulation, or at least the suspicion of that sort of thing. I've stressed it as I've talked about election integrity. It's not just about having elections that are clean and viable and in which everyone can have faith, but in which you don't have questions about them. That could be that nothing went wrong in 2020. It could, in fact, have been the cleanest election ever. But to the degree that people think that you had monkey shines going on, that alone, just the mere suspicion or appearance of fraud lowers people's respect for and faith in elections. You need to have elections that are not clean, but people believe are clean. And then people can say, look, I didn't vote for Biden, but he is the president. He got there legitimately. I can respect his authority, rather than either he stole the election or we think he stole the election, and therefore he's a fake. We don't believe him. Anytime he opens his mouth, he's a liar. I don't listen to a word that man says. I don't want to follow his leadership. Even the appearance of fraud is
exactly
it really corrodes.
Well, that's the worst thing for democracy. You're exactly right. And fortunately or unfortunately, depending on how you want to look at it, 2,000 mules really added a lot more to the discussion and evidence that what 60% of America feels, and that is that there was some voter fraud that took place in 2020. To what degree, we still don't know for sure, but I'm telling you that documentary from Dinesh D'Souza brings up a lot of questions, and to me it really behooves the powers to be to ensure this democracy and to do what they can can to raise the confidence level of the American people so we don't have this silliness that goes on. I mean, we went through four crazy years of this Russian delusion, and how dare Hillary Clinton and her ilk get away with this, and Nancy Pelosi as well, and the Democrats, for all the resistance that they put up and how they injured the American people, and now they continue to injure the American people and our democracy through this, through this Biden administration. And I agree with your headline that you write in your latest commentary that Democrats are deserving to be completely destroyed in this upcoming election because of all the sum total of all this, you know, voter fraud and these policies, the abandonment of this constitutional republic, that they thrust upon the American people. They deserve a shellacking.
They completely deserve a shellacking. And by shellacking, I don't mean in November of 22 and 24, they just lose. I say this and I mean this, and here come the cops to haul me away as I say these words. The Democrats deserve to be completely destroyed, utterly vanquished, and moved into the American Museum of National, rather, the National Museum of American History at the Smithsonian. And we can put them behind plexiglass between the Whigs and the Know-Nothings, and you can go visit the Democrat Party on display, completely neutralized as part of American history, not part of American current events. And the Republican Party and the Libertarian Party can become our new two-party system. The Democrat Party, as it's constituted today, has nothing positive to offer. Every policy they put forth is a disaster, from inflation to climbing energy prices, lack of energy independence, rampant crime, critical race theory, the sexing up of kids in kindergarten through third grade, homelessness, trash in the streets. I mean, you look at every single thing the Democrats do, and I can't point to anything they do right. I can't think of any state or city that used to be run by, or country for that matter, used to be run by Republicans, then taken over by Democrats, where things have improved. Things just go downhill, and dramatically so. You can look at LBJ, you can look at JFK, you can look at even Bill Clinton, some good things that they did. You can't look at anything that Joe Biden and hardly even Obama did that's anything positive. Nancy Pelosi, AOC, Chuck Schumer is just pure destruction, conflict, racial tension, poverty, chaos, danger, and frankly death. You look at the 16 cities last year that broke their homicide records. There are more homicides there than ever before. At least 15 of the 16 run by Democrats. So this has become the party of death. Abortion used to be safe, legal, and rare. Now it's, hey, go get an abortion. It's a great thing. Yay, it's beautiful. Abortion saves lives. That's actually one of their slogans now. This is the party of death. These people need to be vanquished, crushed, annihilated, moved into the National Museum of American History, and we can all look at them on display between Dorothy's ruby slippers and Archie Bunker's chair from All in the Family.
Well, I had predicted in, for 2020, because I thought the Democratic Party was they were on a trajectory of self-destruction to such a degree, and had there not been the voter fraud that had taken place, I had predicted that there would be such a shellacking that it would take them a number of years to reconnoiter and reconnect with, their founding principles, because they've abandoned it. I mean, Joe Manchin and other Democrats who are somewhat reasonable would say, hey, look, this isn't my part. It's not me doing this. Well, you've turned it over. You've allowed AOC and, it's beyond progressivism. It's not even the progress. I mean, it is the lunatic fringe of the Democratic Party that has full control, that is doing all this massive destruction to the party and to the country, DeRoy.
Yeah, it's sort of what we've now on what the Democratic Party represents now basically is Marxist economics.
Yes,
class
exactly.
Struggle, racial tension and chaos, and then this sort of gender equity agenda where they want to talk to little kids in kindergarten, first and second grade about, well, just because you have boy parts doesn't mean you're a boy, and just because you've got what some people call girl parts doesn't mean you're a girl, and if you want to be the other, that's okay, and if you feel that way, we'll start giving you injecting you with drugs, and pretty soon we're going to do surgery on your reproductive organs. I mean, it is like something out of you and I, if we want to come up with a caricature of the Democrat Party and launch that on people and say this is what the Democrats believe, vote against them, we couldn't come up with anything any worse than what
exactly
the Democrats themselves do.
He's the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, DeRoy Murdoch. Thank you, DeRoy. Take care.
Bill, hope I'm not arrested before I talk to you again.
Want to kill bugs like the pros do? Now you can with Maggie's Farm. Created by pest control professionals, Maggie's Farm plant and mineral-based products provide amazingly effective insect control. All of our plant-based products are safe to use around children and pets and won't leave behind a messy, oily residue. Maggie's Farm. Lethal to bugs, easy on the planet. Now, for a limited time, get a free box of our patented no-spill ant-kill bait stations with purchase at greenbugkiller.com. That's greenbugkiller.com.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The U.S. economy continues to falter. Stocks on Wednesday had their steepest losses in over 2 years following disappointing earnings from Target, Walmart, and Lowe's. The Dow Jones fell 3.57%, the NASDAQ was off 4.75%, and the S&P 500 lost just over 4%. As many Americans are wondering how we got here, millions of parents and caregivers in the United States who rely on formula to feed their children cannot do so due to the baby formula shortage in the United States. President Biden has a plan.
I'm invoking what they call the Defense Production Act to ensure that manufacturers have the necessary ingredients to make safe, healthy infant formula here at home. The Defense Production Act gives the government the ability to require suppliers to direct needed resources to infant formula manufacturers before any other customer who may have ordered that good.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We are still trying to get a hold of Sam Sorbo. Her and Kevin are in Israel. I just got a text from her saying that she's on top of Mount Gerizim. And, of course, even now she's calling me on my cell phone, which I can't help her because I cannot connect her. But anyway, maybe you can hear one side of the conversation here. Let's see. Hey, Sam, I've got you on my cell phone in the studio. I was trying to get a hold of you, and I was just saying that you and Kevin are on Mount Gerizim, and that we should have an easy connection.
Yeah, my phone works here, so if you want to try me back or give me the studio number to call.
Okay. Well, he's trying to call you right now, but I'll text you the studio number. Ladies and gentlemen, see, this is live radio, and we're just doing this. I mean, hey, it's good fun. She's in Israel, so we're looking forward to talking to her. So we'll reconnect with you in just a moment, Sam, okay, because he's calling you right now.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Okay.
All right. Okay, there it is. That's the way it happens in real radio, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, you know, you do the best you can. And I'm sitting here trying to remember, 4327, I think it's 4327, that's the number, to get her the studio number in case we're having, you know, she's unable to connect. But Brad, he's uncanny. he's uncanny in how to make this happen, so I look forward to him putting this all together. Anyway, a little background here. Kevin and Sam are in Israel. They're filming where history happened. Kevin is filming a new documentary about the oldest archaeological temple dig. It's fascinating, and I just can't wait to hear the details, about it all. Look forward to having her on. And, of course, Sam, is an actress, homeschooling advocate. We're going to talk about homeschooling advocacy. She's been a champion for it. We've got a massive exodus of students and children who are leaving public school for all the right reasons. It's just not delivering on its promise. Here we go. We're connected with Sam. She's got her phone raised high. I mean, when you're on Mount Gerizim, I don't know if there's much interference there. Is there?
There's a lot of wind here, I'll tell you that much, but I'm sitting at the back of our tour bus, we're waiting for the crew to get back. Kevin's here shooting a documentary about the journey of the Ark of the Covenant, and it's pretty fascinating, the history.
Well, I want to hear about it because, in fact, you don't know this, but I have a replica of the Ark on my desk. And which reminds me, constantly of what we've read in the Old Testament of the presence of God was how significant the Ark was, right? And is.
That's correct. And is, exactly. So, if they want more information, they can go to Gesher Media, G-E-S-H-E-R, and or they can just check out sorbostudios.com because we'll be keeping people updated on the progress of the documentary. It's shaping up very well. I'm very excited about it. But I want to talk about home education.
Well, I do, and we've got time if that's okay for you because we've got two segments here. So if we can stay on Israel for just a moment as to the genesis of this, if I might ask, in terms of this documentary, why did it come about and when do you expect it to be released?
Well, Gesher Media has been doing documentaries like this. In fact, they even have a homeschool program for children who are interested, or for parents, actually, who are interested in teaching their kids some of the historicity of the Bible. By all accounts, it's an excellent program, and it comes complete with a lot of footage of archaeological digs and just what can be found here in Israel. So that's pretty cool.
What I love about the archaeological digs, it proves what we were told from the beginning, and even if it was by faith that you believed it. Okay, which is not a bad thing. That's a good thing. God says that's what's pleasing to him is your faith. But then when it's given concrete evidence, when we follow the science can give us sometimes when it's operating properly and in a righteous manner, it does give us the concrete evidence of like you say, the historicity of our faith.
Right, and of course, science is the Latin word for knowledge.
By the way,
just follow the knowledge, right?
Yes, exactly.
And so on this, they've got a world-renowned archaeologist in Scott Stippling, and you can go online and find him. And he's actually the head of the Shiloh dig, which is the largest archaeological dig in the country. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe in the world. And then they've also got a New Testament professor and, expert in Craig Evans. So, mm-hmm. And he's online also. Mm-hmm. And then you've got Kevin Sorbo, who sort of plays the foil. He asks all the questions and,
he does that so well.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I will say to you, because I've always said Shiloh as well, maybe because of Neil Diamond, I don't know the song, but I always look at it and thought it was Shiloh until the mayor of Shiloh says, because I said, I know you're thinking I'm just a total goy here, because I'm not pronouncing it correctly, and he just kind of laughed, because I had this instinct that I wasn't saying it right, and he goes, no, it's Shiloh. So, so now you can be knowledgeable and take it from the lips of the mayor of Shiloh there, David Rubin, who shared that with me, so that we don't sound like a Neil Diamond song anymore, I guess. So,
well, the thing is that every name in the state of Israel has several different permutations because of the different languages.
Yes.
So it's frankly, it's a little hard to keep up.
I think it
blames you.
Well, I think it's all to keep us all like foils, you know, so we're all in Kevin's foil club, you know, to keep us off our toes. Because right about the time you think you know it, you know, you go to the Western Wall and you run into, a Hasidic Jew. And, I mean, all you can do is take notes. I just, it's awesome, you know, the depth.
Well, I'll tell you this. We got into the Al-Aqsa Mosque and underground into Solomon's Stables.
No way.
Or basically where the money changers' tables were behind the three arches that you can see from the outside, from the steps of the temple.
How were you able to do that, Sam?
It's a very special documentary that they're filming, so I'm very excited to see it when it comes out.
I mean, did Kevin have to dress up like Hercules? And they say, Hercules is here, open the doors, let's go.
I had to put a scarf on, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, I bet. No, I understand. And my visit to Israel, I mean, I could only hope. In fact, during that time, they had the knife intifada going on in Bethlehem.
Yeah.
And I was looking forward to going to Bethlehem, and they said, nope, we're not going to risk it. You can't go there. And, so I was disappointed. But it just gave me another reason to come back, right?
That's right. Well, we're doing another trip. We led our first tour about 3 years ago, and then COVID hit, so that derailed our plans. But we've actually planned for May of 2023 to come back to Israel, lead another tour, see some new things, see some of the other, new old things. See some of the same things. And our first tour here 3 years ago was just, almost 3 years ago, was phenomenal. It just, and Israel is a place, and I've heard other people say this, so I'll say it also. It changes you. So if you're at all interested, I encourage you to go to our website and find out more information on the tour that we're doing. We may even get down to Petra for this tour, but that'll be like
Wow. Wow, very cool.
Petra?
No, I have not been. I'd love to go. In your first trip, what was the most awe-inspiring? I mean, I know there's so many things. You know, I'm still blown away by all. I still have, pictures of when I was there. There's so many. But is there anything that particularly stood out for you?
So there are a couple things, so it's hard to narrow it down. But I will say at the Garden of Gethsemane, we had a kind of a service where people shared the miracles that they have happened to them in their lives. And it was so moving, especially in that environment, to sit with basically what had been perfect strangers just 5 days before and have them share from their lives. And I will say this. Israel changes you as a person. You come
back a
different person.
I agree. We got to go to break. More from Sam Sorbo after this. Stay with us.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that make
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Today we're talking with Sam Sorbo, and she can see in Israel exactly what Danny Gokey is singing. Because through history, our God is still the same. Same yesterday, today, and forever. You can count on it, and you can take it to the bank, Jack, let me tell you. Sam is in Israel, and we're so grateful that she could take some time, from filming right now. Her and Kevin are there filming a new documentary where history happened. And is the focus of what is yet to come. She's also partnering with Underground Education at the Playbook for Home Learning Conference, going to be taking place here near my zip code in Port St. Lucie, Florida, from June 24th to 25th. The actress, film producer, author, homeschooling advocate is with us now, still live from Israel. Sam, so much is happening right now. This is an organic movement, a naturally common sense organic movement that parents said, look it, I am going to take back control of the education of my children, right?
Well, and it's about time, frankly, but what they're finally understanding is that they don't want you to parent your children. And I think that that's going to be a bit of a custody battle between parents of the United States and the government of the United States, because the government is out to own your children, basically. In fact, we just had the president of the United States, Joe Biden, say to a room full of teachers, when the kids are in your classrooms, they belong to you. They don't belong to the parents. Now, that is very incendiary language. In fact, if somebody said that to your child, you belong to me now, you don't belong to your parents, that would be considered child abuse. It would be considered predatory behavior. And yet we have the president of the United States uttering those words. This is a very dangerous place. We also have teachers that are basically mimicking that sentiment to children as young as 11 and 12 years old, saying to them, you might be transgender, and if so, whatever you tell me stays between us. I won't tell your parents. They don't have any part of this conversation, and we can get you medical treatment without their consent. These are very dangerous times if you're a parent who values your relationship with your children.
Exactly.
So that's why we're doing this conference, because unfortunately we've all been taught what education is, and that teaching is wrong. And we can see now that the teaching's been wrong because of where it's gone, where it's gotten us to, right?
Exactly.
But it's,
exactly.
But it's very hard to step away from what we think we know about education. And that's why, I mean, we're going to have a lot of fun at this conference, because you're going to discover things that you never thought about education, mm-hmm. and about how you can home educate your child. And it's just not nearly as hard as you think it is. And it's actually a lot more rewarding than you ever dreamed it could be. So I'm really looking forward to opening some people's eyes. And I've got great guest speakers also. So mm-hmm. Alex Newman is going to be there. I'm sure you're familiar
right.
with
yes.
Alex.
Mm-hmm.
He co-wrote The Crimes of the Educators, which is the seminal book on what's been happening in our education institutions for decades now. And then I've got Michelle Howard. She's an expert on books mm-hmm. and why you should look at the classics as opposed to looking at the new literature that's coming down. And parents are waking up. They're seeing the books that are coming across their children's desks contain pornography.
Yeah, amazing.
There was a parent who was shut down. She was speaking at a school board recently, and the school board shut her down. You can't mm-hmm. read that here. She said that because it was pornographic. She said this is in the fifth grade classroom.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
And the school board, they did the research and they answered, well, there's only one of those books in the library. Hello? If it's
yes.
in the library, it is
only
approved.
One. Yeah, only
right?
one. Yeah.
It only takes one. How many times does your child have to see porn before they've been exposed to porn?
Exactly. And the imprint that it makes on the brain. I mean, scientists have studied this time and again. You're also going to have another a good friend of mine, Tina Marie Griffin, is going to be there with you. And Tina, boy, she just gives you and opens up your eyes to the cultural exposure and what Hollywood has done to our kids and how they've conditioned and groomed them for decades. It's disgusting.
Yes, and so Tina and her husband, Luke, actually will be presenting mm-hmm. because I want people to be able to have a vision of what this might look like for their family. But she's also presenting on Friday night for our teen conference. So we're doing an evening for teens to talk about, because you've got a lot of teenagers in school today who are going, I know more than my teacher knows. Or this teacher just doesn't know stuff. Or this teacher is trying to influence me in ways that I don't appreciate.
Right, exactly.
And they can actually emancipate from the system, but they need to be encouraged, right?
Well, if knowledge is power.
You can, mm-hmm. yeah. If you're a teenager, you can take control of your education.
Exactly.
You don't need the system.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really, yeah, it's about emancipating both the parents and the teen.
Exactly. Sam, if I might say this, you know, I find it quite interesting. This is a thought that has come on to bear here recently, is that, you know, whether we're talking about abortion or education, you know, where is God represented in all this? I mean, when it comes to the author of life, God himself, God Almighty, is the author, the supreme, only author of life, number one. When it comes to education, God is the father, the true father of education. What does God say whose responsibility it is? I mean, you know, Randy Weingartner and the Teachers Association have their humanistic idea, but that is not the holy idea that we want to raise our children on, is it?
That's correct. And by the way, if people want more information, they just go to samsorbo.com. But I will say this. When we took the Bible out of schools, we didn't take religion out of schools. We instituted the anti-God religion.
Exactly.
Make no doubt, if you're teaching without the Bible, then you're teaching that the Bible is superfluous,
mm-hmm.
unnecessary. That's the difference. And so, yeah, what does God say? God says very clearly in the Bible, it's up to the parents to educate the children. That's what God says.
Full stop.
Multiple times.
Full stop. Yeah, no discussion. There it is. Right.
That's right. Yeah. He never says it's up to the government to teach children, and he never says it's up to the church to teach the children. It's only up to the parents, and twice he indicates that it's actually the grandparents' responsibility, in part, to educate the grandchildren. So if you are a professing Christian, you really ought to take note of that, and then you can do something about it. But a lot of parents throw their hands up in the air because they've been taught by the school that they can't educate their children. That's what they've been taught, you see? And so they're taught that they're incapable. In fact, I've often argued that the core competency of schools is to teach us how incompetent we are.
And it's amazing, as you said, you know, God's very clear. You know, three times a day, the Jewish people are instructed, and we need to embrace this as well. The Shema, the daily prayer that God, there's only one God, and that we're to teach our children when we're lying down, when we're walking, when we're together, we're constantly to remind our children of that fact. And we know, as you were saying earlier, Sam, the source of all knowledge is God himself. You take God out of the picture, and guess what? You've rendered yourself stupid.
That's absolutely right. So I, you know, go back to the Bible, get your instruction, and then you got to figure out how to get it done. Mm-hmm. It's not about, well, I can't. It's about, well, then how do I do this? And at the conference, we're showing people how. So what I wanted to do, I was very excited about this opportunity because they put together a forum for parents to learn how to do it as opposed to sort of diving in with the very large conventions that they have now. Where
right.
parents just get overwhelmed. There's so
exactly.
much material. There's so much curricula. There's so many different speakers, and they don't know which way to turn. This is a service that we're providing, basically. And you'll get a playbook, and the playbook is sort of your guidebook. It's your workbook for the conference. But you'll go home with a guide for how to unravel this Gordian knot that we think of as education.
Exactly. So, Sam, share some stories of people who have told you, I can't do this, Sam. I am not a teacher. And yet here they went ahead and by faith stepped into it, took your instruction, and here they are, you know, training their kids in the way in which God intended them to be trained up.
Well, Bill, that's every person who has ever homeschooled. I don't think you'll meet a parent who's homeschooled, unless they were homeschooled themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you'll meet a parent who said, yeah, I had it covered. I knew exactly what I was doing from day one.
Right.
Most of us stumble into it because it seems like the only alternative. And then we're so grateful that we had the opportunity because we realized that it not only was it not just the last alternative, it was the best alternative all along. But we've been fooled. We've been lied to by the schools for decades now into thinking how incapable we are. We've been lied to that they're accomplishing education. They're not. And that has become more and more evident. But schools teach us that the highest value for our children, the highest goal, is money. But that's also not true. I mean, there's so many lies that we've just absorbed from the schools that we never question anymore. And that's one of them, that my son has to go to college, he has to, you know, get a degree, then he has to go to higher learning and get another degree, and then he will have arrived, or what have you.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not true.
And of course, Braden's going to be, he's a practical example of what Sam and Kevin have done with homeschooling. And when you talk to him or you listen to him speak, it's rather impressive, Sam. Job well done, no doubt about it.
Thank you. Well, you should have him on your show to talk about his book.
Yeah, well, maybe he should send his book to me and then we can talk, okay? You know the drill. All right. Sam Sorbo, God bless you. Safe travels.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented
recommended hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.